I never really had a moment's doubt. Doubt about the things we said.
A short while back, we helped open a local school, the Winchcombe. Thanks to a heady mix of loopy bandmates' suggestions, our encouragement, our mic-taking and our strategising, we managed to help Felix, the head teacher of the school, to get Harry Hill to come and open the school with us. We even turned up to a recording of Harry Hill's TV burp and peppered his production staff with copies of the same begging letter in the hope of getting some sort of response. And it worked. Fee received an email from Harry Hill's agent asking for dates. So we played at this opening, leaving Mr. Hill open-mouthed with what can only be assumed to be some sort of mesmerised admiration, probably. And from then on, he couldn't help himself. He became a loopy groupie.
Hello, I'm Harry Hill, and I'm a loopy groupie.
At one point in the school assembly, after he'd made his speech to everyone and had officially opened the school's new buildings, he was presented with a cake of thanks. Now, he didn't look keen, but to the pressure of cheering children, he dutifully took a single bite out of the proffered slice and then put it back down to leave it on the table, where it remained after everyone had left. The dignitaries, the media, the teachers, the children. Everyone. Everyone, that is, except us.
My brother had a Fiat 500. He drove it everywhere.
So, picture this, if you will. The rest of the band, surrounding a little school trestle table, looking down, awestruck, at this single slice of cake, with Harry Hill's bite out of it.
This is the cake.
Laminated.
Pop your
Egg is currently holding the bit of cake that Harry Hill...
He said there's tooth marks.
Tooth marks.
We're in the presence of greatness.
How can we prove it?
Well, we've got photos of him handling it.
It's got problems.
We've got the photo of him cutting it. We've got the one.
We can even see the slice.
Probably have footage of him putting it down.
Yeah.
In that spot.
Yeah. It was ITV, yeah.
I can't. Just part of me is thinking, yes, Adam, you can have it. Oh!
Is that the PCA?
Not for us.
This is like my loopy brothers eating.
I'm having lunch.
And left none for me.
Made a huge difference to the quality and raised everybody's quality of performance up. I certainly have never had to work so hard on my guitar playing.
I think what Dom did is set a very it's a different drum to Jai. We used more clicks to really try and set a more consistent beat, which is why in some ways it's probably a bit slower than other albums, because we collectively tended to get excited.
There's more to life! More to life! There's more to life!
Fra poco, la prossima canzone sarà Fiat 500.
Charles is no longer with us, but he is still with us.
He's still a loopy man, but just a bit like the B-52s with Keith. Oh, come on, I know the loopy fans are well in tune with our context and our influences. I can hear the B-52s all through this album.